Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I'm looking forward to having Carol Ann on here, and we're going to start the show in a minute. So, okay. All right, this is a show about Valentine's Day, and I hope everybody's had a good one, and it's about love, and I want to know what you did for Valentine's Day, and I hope you had a good one. Okay, so we will get the show started, and you know that the heart is the shape of a butt. That's what it's based on. That's funny. For Valentine's Day. So. And a lot of traditions have started up to sell cards. So that's the tradition of it. Okay. Let's take the first caller. Where is it? 850. Hello, 850. What's your question?
Kelly Jo, it's Donna. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to talk to you. It's been a long time. I've lived in my apartment for 17 years, and I just want to change. Do you see me being able to leave here and
probably
trying to manifest?
Mid-year. Oh,
wow. Okay. Will I stay in the same town, do you think, or will I move in with my sister? Will I meet a guy? I mean,
I think that you're going to, I thought your sister was going to do it with you.
No, my sister lives with her husband, and I don't really want to live with him. It's isolating.
Okay.
You have to go 10 minutes on the road to get there, and then
you're
all by yourself.
Yeah, I think that you're going to get a place mid-year. And it looks like you'll stay in the same town because of work and all that.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm on housing, so I have to be able to find another housing, which is really hard right now. So I don't know, maybe if it would be this year or next year, because...
Yeah, it looks like mid-year something will come open.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good then. Okay. Yeah.
It'll be in your price range.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, that's wonderful. Okay. Can I ask you another little question?
No, we got to keep it to one question because we got quite a few callers tonight.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. 216.
Hello?
Hi, 216. What's your question?
Hi, Kelly Jo. Happy Valentine's Day. I didn't know
Happy
a heart was a butt. I learned something new tonight. I didn't know that. Oh, my God. My whole life. We're having a potluck lunch at work tomorrow. That's what we're doing for Valentine's Day, which I think is really nice. We're all going to bring food in. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes. My question to you is, and thank you for taking my call, by the way, my annual review is that time again at the end of this, in 2 weeks, I'm having it. Do you see me getting a raise or a bonus? They haven't
you
talked about it
You should get a raise.
All.
You're up for a raise, so it looks like that
You're
should
right.
happen.
this year. They've been so boo-boo quiet. They're not talking about anything. I know it's not much, but it's a little bit. You know, every bit helps. You do feel I'm going to get one?
What did I just say?
You said yes. Okay. I think they're giving bonuses, too. I don't count on that, though. I get it. I'll be grateful. If not, it's okay.
Well, they get, what, a percentage of sales or something?
Yes. The company overall. Last year we got a really good one, but it wasn't my year for a raise, so I got a bonus. But sometimes you get
both.
Right,
but I see you guys are going to get your bonus. What does it come in, March?
Yeah, we get the bonus. It'll come the middle end of March, and then our raise would start, I think, the first pay in March. I'll find out at the end of this month.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice evening. Okay.
You too. All right, 850. Hello, 850.
Hello, it's Michelle calling from Florida.
Hi Michelle. What's your question?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
my honey brought me flowers.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, he brought me flowers. I've been having some health things come up, and I'm really kind of scared and worried. And trying not to be. And so I'm like, what is the best diet for me to go on that might be good for my health or something to stay away from? Just, I don't know.
Well, I'm not a doctor.
Could be just reaching.
But you know, protein, vegetables, and a little bit of starch. You know, fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
You know, and they're saying if you lose a little weight, that'll help regulate a lot of the issues.
Okay.
I'm trying really hard. Gentle exercise.
Okay.
Like walking, biking, no bouncy.
Okay. All right, no bouncy. Okay. You're awesome. Yeah,
and you'll get it
You're very awesome.
Out. You'll get it sorted out. You have a good doctor, and they'll sort it out for you.
Thank you so much. I needed to hear that.
All right.
You have a blessed day.
You too. Okay, 863. Hello, 863.
Hi, Kelly. It's Julia from Florida.
Hi. What's your question?
Actually, about love. I'm hoping that at some point in my future, I'll be connecting with a love companion.
Oh, yeah. You have an opening. Spring and winter of this next year, so you have opening to meet. You have a choice of two. Original hair color would be auburn, and the other hair color would be a blondie, but they all have white hair nowadays.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I got some gray going myself.
So,
awesome. Okay, so spring and winter. So, yeah. Thank you. Awesome.
You got an opening. So, remember, Phoenix is a girl's best friend. Throw on your lipstick, and there you go.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're welcome. You do. Okay. 610. Hello, 610. Hello. Anybody there? Okay. I'll go to the next one. 630. Hello, 630.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My name is Dion. I am calling from Wisconsin, and my question is, I was approached by somebody on Instagram who was interested in sending me a contract to work with them on a project I'm doing. And I just wanted to know if it was a legitimate person.
Be careful.
So, do a
reverse lookup, whatever that is, on the name and the person and all that junk.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know, if it was legit or not.
I don't know. It don't feel real good.
Okay.
Because if it's a real person, they'd call you on the real phone.
Well, I don't advertise my phone number, but I did give them my email address.
Right.
To send me an email, like, for contracts or whatever. But,
right.
You know, so that's what I was
looking
to find out.
Well, what I mean is a more legit way. It's just, okay, just be careful.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, 727.
Hey, Kelly, Joe, it's Jill from Florida. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So we always celebrate Valentine's Day. It's tomorrow, but we do it the night before. And we just do something little. We buy each other a card, and his favorite candy is Ferrero Rocher, and mine is chocolate-covered strawberries. And he got me some, because he knows I love lottery scratch-offs, and I won $19 on them.
Oh, wow. Whoop, whoop.
Hey, it's better than nothing, right?
I know. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So I want to see what you see for the rest of the month for me. Do you see anything?
I just see you doing the same stuff that you normally do, and you're looking forward to a vacation. When is that?
We're going in May.
So you're getting ready for that. That's what I see.
Yeah, you don't see any celebrations for anything or coming up?
What is there an anniversary of? They're saying an anniversary of something. What's that?
That's when we're going to our trip in May. That's our anniversary.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's all I'm getting. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I was hoping you'd give a celebration for someone in my family, but that's okay.
You know, you always do nice things for the people in your love, in your life.
No, I do. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. 561. Hello.
Hi, Kelly Jo.
How are you?
I'm good. My question is, do you see when I'm going to meet Mr. Happily Ever After?
You have an opening to meet the person. Springtime could be this year.
Okay.
They show me apple blossoms.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Perfect.
It'd be
right.
A person your age, very fit, works with paperwork, does mental work, nice manicured hands, and has a, looks like a chocolate Labrador retriever.
Oh, okay.
And you meet this person out and about.
Okay. All right. Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right.
All right. 1111111. Hello.
Hey, Kelly. Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Happy Valentine's Day. What?
Yeah, I was thinking, is there anybody coming up for me?
All right. And where are you from and what's your name?
My name is Stacy. I'm from Florida.
Yeah, you got an opening to meet somebody in the fall of this year. And whenever you're ready to meet somebody, you always have a choice of three. So you're going to have like a redhead, a blonde, and a brunette.
I like redheads.
And he's a sexy redhead. Some of them aren't cute. This one's cute.
Yeah, I just can't believe how fast the year's going. And it's just like, I know it started, but it's, you know, Valentine's, the seasons, and it's been quiet, you know.
And I feel like the redhead you'll meet through a male platonic friend. So that's how I see you meeting that one.
Yeah, that's great. Looking forward to it.
He feels like he's maybe 3 to 5 years older than you. And that one feels like one that you'll really be attracted to. You'll like the other ones too, and then you'll decide who you want to be with. So.
Yeah, because Sonny went from a dry spell, and then it seems like
rain men,
it will be raining men.
Well, I wish you luck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for your insight.
I hear you, Kitty, talking away. Talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Meow.
You have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. 954. Hi, 954.
Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Sharon in Florida.
Hi, Sharon.
I don't really have anything specific, just anything in general or anything from the spirit world. I just open.
Well, your loved ones are all around you. And then there's, I don't know who this is. There's going to be an Aries man in your life.
A what?
Aries man. Man who is a sign of Aries.
I am not looking for anybody.
I know. I don't care. I can't help what I see. Oh, well.
Good Lord, love a duck.
So you're going to have a man chasing after you.
Oh, Lord, help me.
So, and it's somebody out of the blue in the past. I have no idea who this person is, so there you go. On that note, I'll let you go.
That's scary. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
865. Hello, 865.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Can you hear me?
What's your question?
My name's Karen. I'm from Tennessee, and I was wondering what you see for me this year in a way of finance and work.
Well, you're going to be able to have savings this year. And have you gotten a different job?
I'm going to be looking for a different job.
Yeah, I see you in more in management position. And you might even move. So you got all the above.
And move in which way?
More in
a different area.
You'd go like into the next county.
Okay. Kind of like where I'm at, but I'm open.
Well, it's due to work, so you're going to get a better job.
Well, that'll be
so
good.
In other words, you're on a pathway of betterment and enrichment in your life this year.
That's also good.
Yeah. So, are you open, since it's about love, to have love in your life?
I guess.
You guess. You don't sound too sure. But you have an opportunity to have somebody romantic in your life if you want to.
Is that in the near future, too?
Yes. Yes. And this person's first name will start with a B, like Bob, Brian, something like that. That's what I'm hearing. So there you go.
Okay. So job-wise, finance-wise, and I'm going to get a man also.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and his name will start with the B.
Yes, ma'am.
What's he look like? Do you know?
He's tall. He has like a goatee, lots of hair. He works hard for a living. He wears steel-toed boots. But he's very friendly in nature, and you can dress him down, and he fits anywhere. There you go.
All right. Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Hi, 321.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My name is Catherine. I'm from Wyoming.
Okay, and what's your question, Catherine?
Just in general, if there's something that comes to mind when you hear me and when you're talking to me here?
Well, you're on your spiritual journey, and you're where you need to be. And are you thinking about getting a pet?
Yes, I'm thinking about getting an alpaca llama.
And you will. And then you'll get another one for a buddy.
Okay. All right.
And then you're also going to get a mule.
Okay. I do
llamas and a mule, and dogs and kitty cats.
Yeah.
And
okay,
mules will
good.
Keep the coyotes away.
Uh huh. Good.
So that's
okay.
What I see you doing right now, and then you're gonna make friends with a single male neighbor, and it could evolve into a relationship.
Oh, that's not a good idea.
Why?
Well, I'm married, so that's not a good idea.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
But friends are always good to have.
Right.
Also, what's the status of my next-door neighbors here, on the east side of me here?
What is there a feud going on?
Yeah, they keep kidnapping small foals, and they're starving their horses, and I don't really like what I see.
Well, turn them into the animal, what is it, the animal regulation people, you know, the...
Uh-huh.
And they'll come investigate and take the horses away.
All right. Well, we haven't come out and looked at it, and they didn't think there was anything wrong, which it is quite a bit of wrong there. So, anyway. Anything else as far as neighbors go here?
Otherwise, you have nice neighbors.
Yes, I do have nice neighbors. Yes.
And you do love your hubby.
Yes.
Did you meet him, Drew? You're going to, like, revisit how you met and fall in love again. Whenever they play that song by Marlene Dietrich, it's a very old one. It's Falling in Love Again, do-do-do.
Yeah, okay. All right. And when do you see our main house being built? We're living upstairs in an apartment in the barn right now, but we're waiting for a house to get built. When do you think it's going to start?
It'll probably get, there'll be a sniglet, but you're building it now, correct?
No. They say it'll take
a year and a quarter.
Okay. So like March next year?
A whole year and a quarter. So whatever a year and a quarter is.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then you'll
That's
be able
okay.
to move in there.
It's not off the ground yet, so it's not
oh,
started.
Oh, I know, but right, a whole year and a quarter from now, you'll be able to move in there.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
All right.
Anything on the land I need to pay attention to here?
You've blessed the land and you thank the land and stuff. It's good. No problem.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All
Have
right.
a good night.
Thank
good
you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 865. Hello. Hello, 865.
Hello.
Yes. What's your name? What's your question?
I always respect with you, Kelly. I was just listening. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. It's operator error. All right. Oops. Let me. Well, I thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and I hope you have a good, if you have love, that you have a good Valentine's Day tomorrow, and I wish in the future that you guys all have good Valentine's Day. And do something, if you're single, just do something nice for yourself. Thank you, and we'll see you guys in the future.